in 第七章
chapter 7
okay, 第七章第一节到十二节
verse 1 to verse 12
马太福音第一章
the gospel of Matthew chapter 7
第七章第一节到第
1 to 12
十二节 okay got it alright oops You gonna do it for me? Okay. 你们都有圣经吧 ？Okay.
You guys got the Bible?
好，我们一同起立来，诵读神的话语。
Let's all stand and read the word of God together.
我跟 Steve， 读单数的，你们可以读双数的。
We are going to read the odd number ones, and then you guys are going to read the even number verse.
最后一节十二节，我们一同来读。
And the last verse, verse 12, we're going to read together.
好，神的话语，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。还是
The other way?
Yeah, the other way. Okay. 为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺？却不想自己眼中有良物呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉你自己眼中的良物，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？你们虽然不好，反且知道拿好东西给女儿。何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？我们一同来念最后一节。所以无论何事，你们愿意怎样对待你们，你们也要怎样对待你们，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。我们祷告。
Let's pray。
天父爱我们的神，我们把一切的尊荣。跟颂赞都归给你，谢谢你这样的让我们能够今天来到你的面前，求神帮助我们，真的当耶稣基督如果他你今天问我们你爱我吗的时候，我们能够从心中说出主啊，我们真正的爱你，保守我们今天的时间，我们真的愿意在这个时候聆听你自己给我们的话语，我们这样祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣的名，阿们。请坐。
Please be seated。
有一位很有名的德国的哲学家，
There's a very famous German philosopher，
他名叫康德，
His name is
Emmanuel Kant.
Immanuel Kant.
他曾经说过一句话。
He made a statement.
他说，科学是由组织的知识。
Science is a systematic knowledge.
Organized.
Organized knowledge.
然后，智慧是由组织的生命。
Wisdom is an organized life.
所以今天在台上有一位有智慧的科学家，而且这个不是我。
So today there's a scientist on the stage.
他还没有发
现。Not me, not me. That's what he said, not me, right?
所以这个余弟兄愿意跟我翻译是非常有胆量。
两个老广 ，OK，
我们都晓得耶稣在马太福音的登山宝训。
We know about the Sermon on the Mount from Jesus.
登山宝训在第五章十七节的时候，他怎么样说？
What to say in Matthew chapter 5 verse 17?
他说：“莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉。”来是要成全。
Do not think that I come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
然后他就开始他的教导。
And then he started his teaching.
然后在第七章的十二节，就是刚才我们读的最后一节，他怎么样说呢？
And the verse, chapter 7, verse 17 is the conclusion. And what did he say?
耶稣说，所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
Therefore, whatever you want how people to treat you, you treat people likewise, because this is the conclusion of the prophets and the law.
所以在马太福音，从第五章十七节到第七章十二节中间，耶稣给了我们一些有关在天国你们生命的例证。
And from chapter 5 verse 17 to chapter 7 verse 12, Jesus gave us some example of the life in the kingdom of God.
一个没有机会的王帝君王是一个暴君。
One who has no wisdom is a tyrant.
但是耶稣基督是蛮有智慧的君王。
But Jesus is a king full of wisdom.
所以耶稣给我们这些例子是怎样面对与神和与人的关系的问题和挑战的原则。
So Jesus gave us the principle of how we get along with God and with man, and also gave us the challenges in there.
智慧就是能将这些一般的原则应用于我们日常的生活和特别的情况当中。
Wisdom is how to apply this knowledge in our daily life, and especially some special cases.
所以今天我们刚才读的一段经文是讲到我们怎么样能够从内到外得到智慧。
So Wisdom, but the passage we just met is how to get wisdom from inside out.
而且从内到外的智慧就是良好关系的关键。
And this kind of wisdom from inside out is the key words, you know, is the key elements of the good relationship.
第一，智慧是让我们能够看到自己的真相。
The first one is that we see ourselves as who we really are.
第二，智慧是能够让我们看到别人的真相。
The second one is we see others as who they really are.
但是第三更重要。
The third is the most important point.
智慧是让我们能够看到父神的真相。
Wisdom is the ability to see who God as he who really is.
所以在这一段经文我们看到 两个字叫论断。
And here we saw a word named criticize.
在这个英，就是他已经讲过这个希腊文这个 krino， 就是在英语的 criticize， 就是批评的字根。
And the krino in Greek is the root of the word criticize.
那么批评可以是有破坏性的，或是有建造性的，对不对
？Criticize can be constructive or destructive.
判断可以是好的或是坏的。
Judgment can also be good or bad.
在这段经文中，耶稣是在讲坏的判断或破坏性的批评。
Yeah, Paul, I mean, Jesus talk about the destructive criticism.
判断的灵可以摧毁人际关系。
The spirit of this kind of criticism can destroy human relationship.
无论是在工作场所
，whether you are in the workplace.
在教会
or in the church,
弟兄姐妹们，特别判断的灵会摧毁婚姻的关系
and also
关系
this kind of destructive criticism can also destroy the relationship between couples.
耶稣基督在这段经文的时候开始的时候，他用 双数的你们。
And here you start with using the plural, you.
但是 夫人詹他就用单数的你是假冒回善的。
And suddenly changed to singular you, means someone who is a hypocrite.
所以我觉得他这样做蛮有道理的。
And there's some reason behind his acts like this.
因为我们常常以为假冒回善有这个判断灵的人是对方。
We always think about that this kind of destructive criticism is only happens in, to other people.
耶稣说你要先看自己。
And Jesus said you have to look at yourself first.
耶稣用在眼中这个有刺的比喻。
Jesus used the speck in the eyes.
我不晓得你们当中有没有人试过有刺在你们的眼中，我没有。
I don't know whether you have experience of having a speck in your eyes. I didn't have that kind of experience.
这个是 Pastor Ricky 的猜想，为什么耶稣基督会用这个眼中的刺的比喻呢？
I just imagine why Jesus used these parables in, of the specks in your eyes.
因为他在世界上的工作是什么呢？
And what kind of profession he is when he was on earth?
他是一个木匠。
He was a carpenter.
但是从属灵的看法，我们眼中都有过不大不小的不同的刺。From
a spiritual standpoint, we do have some kind of specks of different size in our eyes.
无论如何，当耶稣称你为假冒伪善的人的时候，这是非常非常严肃的一件事。When
Jesus calls this singular you as a hypocrite, this is something very serious.
然后他说。 你在做善事的时候，你在祷告的时候，你在进食的时候，你要得到人的称赞。When
you're doing good works, when you're fasting, when you pray, you want praises from other people.
你用你的嘴唇来尊敬我，但是你的心远离我。You
use your lips to honor me, and yet your heart is far away from me.
你忽略了更重的事是什么呢？就是公义、怜悯、信实。
And you neglect those most important things is just the justice, mercy, and then self-control.
信实, yeah.
Oh, faith, faithfulness.
对。 所以在教会里, 在婚姻里, 自以为是的判断, 能够使我们与我们的弟兄姐妹敌对。
So in the church or in a marriage, you know, the self-righteous attitudes, you know, is the enemies.
破坏我们不只是跟人的关系，也跟神的交流。Not
only destroy the relationship among men, and also our relationship with God.
带给我们的生活负面的后果。It
in part a negative effect on our life.
而且会影响他人灵命的成长。And
also it affects the spiritual growth of other people.
它会破坏一个同在一个家庭的。
It will destroy the joy in a family.
我不晓得你在这片图画有没有看到自己呢?
I don't know whether you see yourself in this picture.
有可能我也看到一点点吧。
Maybe I'll see some.
所以这个是当我们要好好的来承认而且看到自己的真相。
We have to confess and really look at our true self.
今天我们有什么地方、什么原因论断别人呢？
Why we criticize other people?
我们有没有在做我们批评别人所做的事情呢？
And do we criticize what they are doing?
我们有的话，我们要认罪悔改。
We have to confess and repent.
认罪悔改对那人的批评的态度。
And our attitude towards why we criticize the others.
接受是耶稣基督说，我们要先去掉自己眼中的梁木的意思。
That's what Jesus means by the time you have to remove the lock in your own eyes first.
我不能替你做。
I cannot do it for you.
没有人能够替你做。
And no one can do it for you either.
这个是只有你必须要做的事。
And you have to do it yourself.
这个自我监察是必须按照神的话语。
You have to examine yourself in God's word.
在圣灵的引导之下。
And under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
向那些爱我们的人 愿意帮助我们看到我们的盲点的人，愿意去谦卑的顺从。
Of the humble before those who are really trying to help us to grow spiritually.
很多都是在教会里面的领导。
And a lot of them may be the leaders in the church.
所以我有诗人有一篇在诗篇一百三十九篇。
And the psalm, the psalmist has in 139, David said this.
我很快就有机会再去中国大陆。
And I got recently got a chance to go to China again.
每次我去的时候，当然我带着一本圣经。
Every time I went there, I brought my Bible.
但是我也带着一些以前讲广东话的苏卓阳牧师所写的很短的诗歌。
And also some short hymns, you know, written by a Chinese pastor Su.
John Su. 我觉得当我们来到神的面前，我不晓得你的这个 heart language 这个什么心语是什么。
I don't know what your heart language is. The language in your heart is.
有可能你是讲国语的普通话的。
And maybe you speak Mandarin Chinese.
那普通话也可以有不同的口音，对不对
？And but even Mandarin have different accents.
看你来自哪一个省。
Depends on which province you're from.
Yeah, 当然有一些在我们当中是讲英语的弟兄姐妹们。
For those of us who speak English.
所以你的 heart language is English.
Your heart language, 你的心里面的话就是英文。
那我自己呢，我的心语就是广东话。
In my heart, my language is Cantonese, Chinglish.
这个我不能否认，因为我听好像 Steve 讲广东话的时候，心里特别感动。
我的广东话那么好。By the time listen to me speak Cantonese, it feel much warmer and closer.
我所背下来的这个苏卓阳牧师的诗歌不多。
I memorized only a few of his pastor songs.
但是我很喜欢的，当我在中国的时候，有一些就是说有可能这个担心的时候。
Especially when I have worries when I was in China.
但是特别是当我觉得我自己有点骄傲的时候。
Especially when I feel proud of myself.
我就想起这一首诗歌。
I remember this song.
神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心事，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我做永生的道路。
We have a vocal specialist here. We have a vocalist here. Professional vocalist here among us.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我刚才说过了，我们有这样判断的灵的时候
，When we have this spirit of criticism in us，
最主要先来到神的面前。
First thing you should do is come to before God，
用你什么习惯的语言
，Use whatever language you are comfortable with，
匍匐在神的面前说：“神啊，你比任何人，包括我自己，都认识我。
Prostrate before God and acknowledge that God knew you better than yourself.
检查我的心
，Search my heart，
看我里面有没有什么恶心
，and see if there's any grievous thoughts in me.
然后神让我看到我自己的真相
，and let me see my own true self.
承认和悔改自己的罪恶。
Confess and repent for my sins.
神啊，我愿意被你改变我。
And thank God that you are being willing to be changed by God.
当我们愿意这样做的时候
，When we are willing to do this,
我们就可以用称赞跟鼓励来取代我们的判断。
You will replace your criticism with praise and encouragement.
我们可以造就别人，包括你的配偶。
We can build other people up, including your spouse.
而不是把他们拆毁。
Not that you don't destroy them.
然后耶稣也说，不要把圣物给狗。
And do not give dogs what is holy.
也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它残塌了，珍珠转过来咬你们。
And do not fold your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you.
人际关系中的智慧是要先看到自己的真相。
Human relationship depends on whether we how we see ourselves.
但是也要然后也要看到别人的真相。
But that you have to also have to see people who they really are also.
这就是说神啊给我有分辨的力量。
So give pray that the spirit give the God give us the spirit to distinguish.
有可能在新约的教会里面，腓立比教会是最有爱心的。我不晓得你。
Among the churches in the New Testament, maybe the church in Philippi might be the church full of love.
但是保罗在写给他们的书信这样说过。
But Paul in the letters to the church in Philippi.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心怎么样，在知识和各样见识上多而又。
And this is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment.
对，我们应该爱别人。
Yes, we should love other people.
但是这种爱绝对不是盲目的爱。
And we don't just love everyone blindly.
我们要求神给我们有知识和分辨力。
And give us the God give us the pray that God give us the knowledge and the discernment when we love other people.
You know, 在耶稣的登山宝训，他就解释了这个律法的真正的含义。
And Paul, I mean, Jesus explained what the conclusion, the ultimate theme of the sent of the law.
律法本身是圣洁的。
The law is holy by itself.
珍珠，我觉得是对我来说是这个有智慧的君王耶稣基督赐给我们的所有的智慧的点滴。
And this pearl might mean that the wisdom that this king of wisdom impart on us.
他让我们看到展示作为耶稣的门徒应该如何活出。神所喜悦的生命。
He teaches us how to live a life that is pleasing to God as His disciples.
所以我们的分辨的能力要看我们对神圣洁的话语的态度。
So our knowledge and discernment all come from how we look at God's word.
你觉得耶和华的律法全备能苏醒人心，耶和华的法度确定。能使愚人有智慧吗？
Do you feel that the law of the law is perfect, reviving the soul, and the testimony of the law is sure, making wise the simple?
你觉得耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能叫明亮人的眼目吗？
Do you feel the precepts of the law are right, rejoicing the heart, and you agree that the commandment of the law is pure, enlightening the hearts, the eyes?
你们每一天花多少时间在神圣洁的话语
？How much time you spend on God's holy word every day？
如果没有的话，你就没有理由埋怨神啊！我常常做了错的判断。
And so then don't blame God that you always make some wrong judgments.
当我的女儿Joanna出生的时候
，when my daughter Joanna was born，
我的爸爸当时他以后信主了，感谢神。当时他是非常虔诚的佛教徒。
My father at the time was a very pious Buddhist，
所以我不很惊讶。当我告诉我爸爸，你能不能够给我的女儿。你的孙女一个中文名字。
So I asked my dad to give my daughter, his granddaughter, a name.
他很快就说会迟。
And he said this name here,
会迟，聚会的会。
Wisdom and kindness and mercy.
Yeah, 很佛教。
It's very Buddhist, you know, have a Buddhist taste to it.
对啊，但是很感谢主啊，他把这个佛教的会迟，我的女儿信主了，变成基督教的会迟。
So this from the Buddhist wisdom's mercy to the Christian mercies and what wisdom and kindness.
所以当 Joanna 从 Oregon 的州立大学，就是我这个老兄的大学毕业的时候。他叫我在他的邀请他写一句，爸爸写一句话。
So my daughter asked me during his graduation to write something on her invitation card.
我可以写下一般的祝贺。
I can just write down some common congratulations.
或者我可以写身为父母亲的我们如何的爱她。
And maybe as a parent, how much I love her.
恭喜她有这样好的成就。
And congratulate her on her accomplishment.
但是你晓得圣灵感动我只写下一句。
And the Holy Spirit just moved me to write down one statement.
这是从雅各书。
And this is from the book of James.
因为我就提醒他，你毕业了不要骄傲。
Say you graduate, but don't be too proud of yourselves.
因为不要变成地上的一种智慧。
So don't just linger on with this earthly wisdom.
所以在他的邀请卡，我就写凡读唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺。蛮有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
But wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reasons, full of mercies and good fruits, impartial and sincere.
雅各书这个回读是非常非常的重要。
And this word "but" is a very important word here.
因为从他的角度来看是什么呢？他警告弟兄姐妹们。说这个说邪恶的这个舌头是有破坏力的。
And tell the born the people that this evil tongue has destructive power.
Yeah, 当我们内心充满苦毒的嫉妒的时候
，When our heart is full of bitterness,
我们的语言能够毒害跟别人的关系。
We can poison the human relationship.
不仅这样，雅各说。属地的智慧是属情欲的，属鬼魔的，哇，很厉害。
And the earthly wisdoms belongs to lust, the lust, and also belongs to the devil.
所以在这里，我想一想，耶稣所说的那些狗跟猪是谁呢
？And so, just remind me of what Jesus referred to those pigs and those dogs.
我。觉得当耶稣讲这些话的时候，这个第七章第六节的时候，如果他定睛的直接看着那些法利赛人跟文士的眼睛，我不会感到惊讶。
I won't be surprised when he make this statement. He looks straight in the eyes of those Pharisees.
当耶稣说出这些话的时候，我可以想象这些所谓宗教领袖的在内心的愤怒。
I can imagine the angers in these religious leaders, you know, the those Jewish religious leaders.
但是我相信耶稣基督还是爱他们。
But I believe Jesus still loved them.
耶稣是登山宝训的一部分。
And this is part of the Sermon on the Mount.
你要爱你的谁？敌人。
You have to love your enemies.
但是当有时候。在当讲到现实的时候，一个人来对你论断另外一个人的时候，但是我们要用分辨的能力来小心的检查。
When someone comes to you about criticism of other people, you have to be very careful to discern what he said.
很可悲的现实是，有可能有些人你不能帮助他，因为他认为他什么都知道。
But sad to say that you cannot help someone Because he thinks that he knows everything. And he cannot learn anything new from you.
他将继续的有更多的批评, 你劝告他的时候,
and by the time you just try to warn him, he will just keep criticizing and criticizing other people.
有可能你也会变成他批评的对象之一,
and maybe you will become one of the objects of his criticism.
有时候这些我们应该避免的, 含有这个我说是有毒性的关系,
sometimes we have to avoid this kind of toxic relationship.
但是我们怎么样对待这样的一个人呢?
But how are we going to treat this kind of people?
同样要为他祷告,
you should pray for him.
也可能接近他所批评的人,
and also the people that's close to him. He's criticizing.
以确定他的主张是否有证据真实,
and you have to make sure that what he talked about is true.
我们要等到神他亲自破碎 这个批评者的时候，我们预备好， 抓住机会来到他的身边来帮助他。
Wait until God break this people down, this person down, and then we can be of help him and standing by and help him.
然后，我们不只要承认自己的真相，也看到别人的真相。
Not only do we have to see our true self, we have to see other people's true self too.
我们也要看到。
And we have to see God's true self.
今天的经文是有关在关系上要有智慧, 对不对?
Today we'll talk about human relationship, whether we have wisdom, you know, and human relationship.
第七章的十二节, 一般被称为这个黄金法则。
And verse 7 is almost like the golden rule, you know.
黄金法则要求我们把自己放在
This rule demands us to put ourselves in the standpoint in the point of other people.
Yeah, 真正的了解他们的困难和需要,
so we should understand the difficulties and what their need is.
不只这样, 我们还要积极的采取行动来帮助这个人。
And also we have to take action to help that people, that person.
但是我们如果不是跟神有好的关系，我们就很不容易能够帮助别人。But
unless we have good relationship with God, it's difficult for us to help other people.
很多不同的文化都有同样的黄金法则。And
there are a lot of golden rules in different cultures.
我们信徒有什么地方不同呢?
What's the difference between us Christians?
因为我们爱别人的来源是来自神他自己。Because
the source of our love is from God Himself.
因为耶稣说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。Because
Jesus teach us to love God with all our heart, with all our might, and with all our power.
然后爱人如己。And
you should love others as yourself.
神是非常非常的重要。God
is very utmost important figures in this.
我们怎么样能够？ 实现这个黄金法则,
How are we going to apply this golden rule?
我觉得是我们这是基于我们对神的真正的了解。And
that's based on how we really know this God.
通过祈求、寻找、叩门，换句话说，来到神的面前祷告。We
seek and we pray and we knock on the doors, and in other words, praying, waiting before the Lord in our prayer.
与神有日常的相交,
and commune with the Lord every day.
所以祷告是看到神的真相的关键。Prayer
is the way we got to know the Lord.
Yeah, 我们的祷告也会受到我们对神的看待神的影响。And
prayer also affects how we look at God.
有可能我们觉得这个是不简单、很不容易的事情。Maybe
you find that prayer is something difficult.
但是我们应该很简单的把祷告想成是跟神谈话。But
we should simplify this, looking at prayer just as our conversation with God.
所以今天你与神和人的关系上有挣扎吗？
So do you have any kind of struggles with on your relationship with man and with God?
你有一个批判的灵吗?
Do you have a spirit of criticism?
你觉得你很不公平的被别人判断吗？
Do you feel that you are being unfairly judged by others?
所以我们要做的第一件事是什么呢？
So what's the first thing that we should do?
在这个雅各书说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
And James talked about draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
我们要有洁净的手。
So we have clean hands.
我们要有清洁的心。
And we have a clean heart.
我们来到神的面前要有信心，不是一个心怀恶意的一个人。
And we come to God with not with a double mind.
所以在马太福音这个登山宝训的开始的时候
，In the beginning of the book of the Matthew of the Sermon on Mount，
这个八福
，And there's the beatitudes，
在第五章第八节这样说
，The chapter 5 verse 6，
清心的人有福了
，Blessed are the pure in heart，
因为他们必得见神
，For they shall see God。
但是我很喜欢这个，我跟 Steve 分享过，我们越老的时候，就越喜欢约翰一书，对不对
？And Ricky showed me that the older he gets, the more he likes the book of First John.
因为这个约翰一书是老约翰写的
，It's written by this old disciples of Jesus.
所以当耶稣说清心的人能够看到神的面的时候。
When he said that those with clean hearts, you know, should see God.
当然，今天我们不多不少能够看到神呢，对不对
？Of course, more or less we see God.
从神的话语，就是信这个圣灵的引领。
And through the word of God, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但是这个是跟以后我们所看到的主耶稣没有办法比较。
But by the time we see Jesus face to face, there's no comparison.
老约翰说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有着指望的，怎么样？就借证自己。你有指望吗？你有指望，你就要借证自己，像他借证一样。
Do you have hopes in the Lord? If you have hopes, you should purify yourself.”
所以我们都是在进行中的工程。
So we are a work in progress.
但是神不仅仅是一个理论或理想，他是我们在天上的父。
So God is not only a theory or an ideal, you know, but he is the Father in heaven.
刚才的跑到哪里去？ Oops， 在这里。OK。箴言说九章十节这样说：敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
And Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 talk about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我就想到当摩西在西乃山的时候
，I thought about Moses at Mount Sinai.
当神要把十诫赐给摩西的时候
，When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments，
以色列人就经历到神的可畏、神的威严，对不对
？And God and the Israelites experienced the fearfulness of God。
西乃山全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中从天上降于山上，山的焰。起上腾如逍遥一般，遍山大大的震动。
Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in a smoke because the Lord has descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly.
对神是应该敬畏的。
Yes, we should honor our God.
而是敬畏神，真正的是智慧的开端。
And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
但是我感谢主，当我看到登山宝训的时候
，But I thank the Lord when I read this Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣基督还没有开口的时候
before Jesus opened his mouth to teach，
很多人都来到他的面前，很多人曾经看过他医病赶鬼。
A lot of people went before him. You see the crowds went up to him.
都有他们的需要。
And they have their need because Jesus healed the sick and treated them.
耶稣看见这许多的人。
When Jesus saw the crowds,
不是从天上下来啊。
It's not that they don't come from heaven.
他就上山。
And he went up on the mountain.
既坐下
and then he sat down.
门徒到他 跟前来
and his disciples came to him.
门徒到他跟前来
and the disciples came to him.
他就开口教训他们
and he opened his mouth and began to teach them.
你敬畏神吗
Do you fear God?
你有亲近他吗
You get close to him.
耶稣基督已经为我们开路。
Jesus opened the way for us.
你是他的门徒吗？
Are you his disciples?
当天有可能有几百几千人。
Maybe there are thousands of people on that day.
但是我相信耶稣教导的对象，
but,
就是这些来到他跟前的。
But the object of his teaching is are those disciples who went up to him and sit before him.
神是可畏的，但是他也非常、非常、非常的能亲近。
God is fearful, and yet He's quite approachable.
所以智慧是让我们看到自己的真相。
So this wisdom is that we can see our own true self.
智慧也是让我们能够看到别人的。真相。
So wisdom also means that we can see the other people who they really are.
但是，除非我们看到神的真相，我们不能认识别人，也不能认识我们自己。
But unless we see who God really is, we cannot know ourselves or other people.
耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Jesus died for our sins on the cross.
他为我们开了到父神面前的道路。
He opened up the road to his Father.
弟兄姊妹们，想一想。
So let's think about this.
没有人比耶稣受过更严厉和更不公平的判断。
Nobody ever being judged so harshly and unfairly as Jesus.
然后大卫王，他在什么时候写了这个诗篇二十七篇
？And when did King David wrote this Psalm 27?
非常。天下太平的时候吗
？Is that when there's peaceful in his kingdom？
他很富有，生活很舒服的时候吗
？When he's rich and when he's live a comfortable life？
不是，他是在他说，当我的仇敌前来吃我肉的时候
，It's when my enemies came try to consume my meat, my flesh。
所以弟兄姐妹们，我不晓得你今天。的情况怎么样
？So I don't know about your situation today.
我相信不会比大会可怕。
I don't think it's more horrible or more horrific than David at that time.
但是当大会面对这样的情况的时候
，But when David faced that kind of situation,
他怎么样祷告
？How did he pray?
他来到神的面前。
He came before the Lord.
他说有一件事。我诚求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple.
这个 slide 的背景是什么
？What's the background of this slide？
有没有去过？叫 Haystack Rock.
Is the Haystack Rock Cannon Beach?
在 Cannon Beach, 对。所以我上个礼拜有三天的时间跟一些牧师跟同工们在 Cannon Beach.
So last week for 3 days, I spent some time with other pastors.
什么都不做。
We didn't do anything.
Off duty. 这是祷告跟敬拜。哇
！It's only prayer and worship.
我希望，我知道今天是 Super Bowl.
Is that it?
哎呀，我不应该提醒他们。
Today Super Bowl.
我的意见，在你看 Super Bowl 之前，好不好
？Before you watch the Super Bowl game.
你想一想这一句话。
Meditate on this verse.
以后我相信你看 Super Bowl 的时候，你的态度不一样。
And then your attitude will change when you watch Super Bowl.
我就看到这一句话有点像这个马太福音的第七章，应该是第七节吧。
And this seems like similar to the Matthew chapter 7 verse 7.
你们祈求就给你们。
Ask and it shall be given you.
你们寻找就寻见。
And you seek and you shall find.
大卫在叩门。
David was knocking on the door.
谁的门？
Whose door?
神的门。
The door of God.
神的心门。
The door of the heart of God.
这个跟启示录不一样哦。启示录是耶稣站在门口，他在叩门。
And it's different from the Revelation when Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
我说，请你，我愿意进来跟你要坐席哈。
I'll come in with you and sup with you.
但是大卫，我真的觉得他太宝贵。
And I think David here is really the statement here is very precious.
他说，我来求。
So I come to seek.
我来寻找。
And I seek after you.
我来叩神你的心门。
And I'm knocking on the door of the heart of God.
神就打开。
And God opened his heart, his door.
他的心门。
He opened his heart to him.
他就进入父神的怀抱里面。
And I'm going into the embrace of the Lord.
他就懂得神的真相。
And then he knows who God truly is.
经历到神的真相。
And he experienced the reality of God.
然后他就能够看到自己的真相。
And then he can see his true self.
看到别人的真相。
And see the true self of other people.
他就能够做有智慧的判断。
Then he can make a wise choice.
就是来到基督的公义的判断。
And this will come to the righteous judgment of Christ.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢主耶稣基督为我们的罪流了他的宝血，让我们有成为一群有指望的人，而是能够凭着神你的恩典、你的怜悯、你的饶恕，让我们真是能够来到你的面前。主啊，我们现在同样跟大卫一样，我们在祈求，我们在寻找，我们在叩门。谢谢你，求你向我们每一位施恩，有什么过错的地方，求你原谅，有什么要跟弟兄姐妹们和好的地方，你给我们有谦卑的态度，照着你的方法、你的命令去做。感谢主，感谢主，你今天为我们这一段分别回圣的时间，我们将祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。